celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. Now, if you have ever wondered how you can play with your pet even when you are not home, our first guest, Kevin Lee from Start Playdate, is here. He's going to tell us how to do just that. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So this is a unique idea. So tell us about Start Playdate.
Yeah. So Playdate is a new way for pet owners to interact with their pets remotely. So we've built a, you can think of it as a remote controllable ball, and that stays at home. It's got a camera inside. And what you can do is when you're off at work or traveling, you can fire up our mobile app, and the camera inside allows you to see in high def sort of your dog at home, and you can also control it literally remotely and drive the ball around while your dog essentially plays with the ball. So you're virtually playing with him no matter where you are.
It's such a visual. So for someone that's maybe not as that can't really understand this, can you kind of walk us through how exactly you would do this? Let's say I'm at work. I could do this through my computer, or would I use my phone, or exactly how would I do this?
Yeah, so you're at work, and, you know, you're kind of curious what your little furry guy or girl back at home is up to. And so you launch the app on your iPhone or your Android smartphone, and you'll see a live video feed of what's going on at home. So essentially like a video call, like a FaceTime, if you will. And what you can do is you can use a directional pad on the screen. So you sort of swipe your thumb around to essentially move this ball forward, backwards, sideways, and whatever. And as you're moving the ball around back home, physically moving it, with sort of your thumb motions, the camera captures everything that you're seeing. So it's almost like a movable camera that you can also play with your dog with.
I love this. This is the best idea that I've heard in a long time. So how did you actually come up with the idea?
Thanks. So the story is kind of interesting. It started about 2 years ago. I was thinking of getting a dog, and a buddy recommends to me, hey, you know, they're a lot of work. You should try fostering one instead. And so that's exactly what I did. I fostered a dog from a no-kill shelter here in New York City. And as I'm sure you can imagine, I ended up keeping the guy just because he gets so attached. And I sort of, you know, I wanted him to sort of grow up adjusted and socialize and all those good things, sort of make sure he was sniffing a variety of things around the city. And so I, you know, at the time back in 2013, there weren't any activity trackers for dogs. And so I built one. At the time, I was a researcher at AT&T Labs, and that was kind of my job, is prototyping new types of devices. And I started tracking him around the city, and it was kind of great to sort of see where he was going and things like that. And then the project kind of went dormant until about last year. I started reviving it and started talking to dog owners about, you know, this activity tracker that would tell them when their dog was, you know, how, what kind of energy levels they were getting, things like that. And they all said, you know, this sounds kind of cool, but what I really just feel bad about is leaving my dog home alone all day. And, you know, after hearing about this for the millionth time, we realized, you know, the pain point here isn't the activity tracking. It's actually being able to play with your dog when you're off at work. And so that's kind of how this idea came to be and how we started building the ball. And just when we show it to folks, they love it. And so I think there's something here.
Well, I think there is, too. I think you should go in Shark Tank. I always tell everybody, go on Shark Tank. Of course, I would never go. They would eat me alive. But so is this available now, and what is the price point?
Yeah, so right now we're sort of in pre-sales mode. And so what that means is you can go to our website, and, you know, your listeners can actually get a discount if they go to sort of a unique URL. And what we're going to do, or what we're planning on doing, is essentially providing this via pre-sales on one of the crowdfunding platforms out there, probably in early next month is kind of the thinking. We're still working with manufacturers to finalize the details on price point, but for the early pre-sales folks who sort of sign up early, we're looking at somewhere between $99 and $149.
Well, that sounds something that would be affordable, especially for peace of mind, because I know a lot of us that work away from home, you know, we think about our pets and we can't wait to get home. So this will help, and it'll be a lot of fun. So direct our listeners to the proper URL so that they can take a look at this, and I understand you have a special offer.
Yeah, so we're at startplaydate.com, and that's, you know, all together, start like you're starting something new, and a play date like you're setting up a play date for your dog, and then /FS for Fido Friendly. And so if you sign up via there, you'll get an additional $10 off of the already discounted pre-sale price.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I hope the listeners take a look at that, and I wish you the best of luck with this. I think you've got a hit on your hands. So thanks, Kevin, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For more information, visit their website, startplaydate.com. And to get an additional $10 off to our listeners today, type in the /NFF. That's startplaydate.com/FF. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about a fun website filled with products for Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
It's a problem every dog owner or new parent shares, capturing that picture-perfect moment before it's gone. It can be impossible. The Squeak and Snap is an adorable teddy bear that you plug into your smartphone. When you squeeze it, it squeaks and takes a photo at the same time. Everyone, including your dogs, will be looking at the camera, and you'll get memories you can cherish forever. Visit us on our website, www.squeakandsnap.com. That's S-Q-U-E-A-K, the letter N, S-N-A-P.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Leon Rosen. He's here to talk to us about his company, lovetopet.com. Hi, Leon, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks very much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Your website, lovetopet.com, and that's the number 2, is filled with a variety of products for both dogs and cats. So what are some of your best sellers?
Well, we've got a couple. We've got our Love to Pet 2-in-1 grooming tool, which is a de-shedder and a rake built into one. It's been a very successful product for us. And one of the other ones that we've had great luck with, it's a patented product. It's called our No-Pull Leash, which is designed by an animal behaviorist to help a dog stop pulling. And a lot of people I know, when they walk their dogs, have an issue where the dog will dart out, say a rabbit or a cat or something like this. But
that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of people. And what's interesting is it just attaches to the regular collar on the dog, and you wrap the leash around the barrel of the dog right at its front legs, and then through a specially designed ring, you then feed the rest of it through, and it's a very simple, easy way to go. And it does work. We've had tremendous success with this product. Kind of an interesting side story to it is, we had a gentleman who up in the Northwest was overweight, and his doctor told him he needed exercise, and what he decided to do was to go to the shelter and actually pick out an overweight dog and take him for a walk every day. And over a period of time, they both lost weight, and he's recovered, and the leash he used, of course, was our No-Pull Leash. So it's kind of an interesting story on how that worked. So
That's great. So he saved a life, and he probably saved his own at the same time.
Exactly. So you never know, you know, just walking your dog. It's amazing. You lose weight, and it'll change your life.
Yeah, I laugh. I tell my husband I just got my arm pulled out of the socket, so I think I need to go to your website and look at this no-pull leash. I have a really strong lab and a kind of boisterous boxer, and sometimes I'm taking them on my own, so it can be interesting. But back on your website, one of your products is actually for humans, and it's so much fun to watch. I cracked up. It's this money-stealing dog coin bank. So can you tell our listeners about this toy? And it really has a great price point, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun item. We actually had a lot of fun with it. We have an office in Shanghai, and also we distribute into Japan, and one of my partners over there goes to Tokyo a lot, and we saw this product over there. It was the cat. We have two versions. We have a dog bank, and we have a cat version, and the cat version is interesting as well.
Oh, I love that one, too.
But it's on our website. We actually have video that's been posted in Japan as one of the most popular, and the Japanese love cats, so when you watch this, they all laugh about it, but it's essentially, both of them are piggy banks, and so if you have kids, it's a great way to for them to save up money and have some fun with it. But when you drop the coin in the top of it, it activates, and in the case of the dog bank, you actually see the dog eating the bowl, which is where the money is, and it drops into the bottom of the box, which is where the piggy bank is. The cat, on the other hand, is kind of a little sneaky devil. The cat just puts its head up, and then the paw comes out and grabs the money and puts it back in, so it's a little stealing cat. But we decided to bring it over because we thought it was a fun piece to have. It's obviously not a toy specifically for dogs or cats, but it's kind of a fun thing. And we actually have a number of retailers who have put it up in the store when people check out. So if they want to donate their small change or something, they put it in. And so it's kind of a fun little piece to do, but it's been a great item for us. And you're right, we have a great price on our website with it. You can get either the dog version or the cat version, and it's they're fun. They're very, very fun.
What I really think is hysterical is people need to visit your website so that they can see the video on both of these, because it doesn't give it justice. So it's love2pet.com, and that's the number two. But when the dog takes the coins, I mean, it's a typical dog eating as fast as he can, so that is reflected in the toy. And then the cat, when you have a cat playing with this bank, that's what really cracked me up, because the cat keeps hitting it, and then when the animated cat comes out, and as soon as he goes back in, the cat hits it again. So everybody, check that out. It's really, really fun. So I also see on your website that people can sign up for your newsletter. And so how often do you send this out, and what type of information do you provide?
Well, what we do is, actually what we decided to do is, with Facebook and with our own blog, we basically put all of our information out on that. We started with a newsletter and then found that most people preferred to be notified on Facebook and on the blog. So when you go to our site, if you'd like to get more information or sign up, we're happy to provide information to you. And we do a lot of tips on exciting things that we've out there. So
that's fun. It's nice to be able to socially engage, and social media is so important to everybody. And I was just wondering if you will be adding more products soon to your website.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are in development. We have a couple of new chew toys coming out over that have smoke flavor, and they're called Texas Smokin' Joes chews, and they're designed obviously for dogs, but they replace the smoked bone that you see a lot of that are heavy and so forth. But what's interesting about it, we've been able to capture the flavor and the aroma that dogs love when they chew on it. So we'll have that out in the next month or so.
Oh, good. Well, we'll look forward to it, and we'll keep checking back to see more new products that you will be adding. So thanks, Leon, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
For more information, log on to love2pet.com, and that's the number two. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will have my property pick of the litter. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
It's a problem every dog owner or new parent shares, capturing that picture-perfect moment before it's gone. It can be impossible. The Squeak and Snap is an adorable teddy bear that you plug into your smartphone. When you squeeze it, it squeaks and takes a photo at the same time. Everyone, including your dogs, will be looking at the camera, and you'll get memories you can cherish forever. Visit us on our website, www.squeakandsnap.com. That's S-Q-U-E-A-K, the letter N-S-N-A-P.com.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Phyto-friendly hotels and destinations where Phyto is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Phyto-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Phyto is always welcome. Go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, here at Phyto-Friendly Magazine, our mantra is leave no dog behind. So we know how much Phyto loves to travel and how much we pet parents love to take them with us. So I wanted to share a fabulous Phyto-Friendly property. This is located in Whistler, Canada. It's called The Evolution, and it's a modern take on mountain lodging, and every one of their rooms is pet-friendly. So this is really unusual. I know oftentimes we'll check in, and they may have a certain section of a property that's designated pet-friendly. They may only have the 6 or 7 rooms, but every room is pet-friendly. There's a fee of $25 plus tax per night for up to 2 pets. So all reservations confirmed as a pet reservation will be welcomed with a pet bed, a towel, 2 bowls for food and water, and a delicious treat. There are 2 sizes of pet beds available to accommodate your large and small furry visitors. So check them out at evolutionwhistler.ca. That's it for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Phyto, go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.